This podcast is brought to you by Sarens. Nothing too heavy, nothing too high. Tuesday, September 1st, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jonathan Faree. Making headlines today. Steel producer ArcelorMittal South Africa announced on Monday that its flat steel prices would rise between 2% and 4% in October, while its long steel product prices would remain unchanged. The company reports that international steel prices are continuing to gain momentum, but these gains are somewhat offset by the continued strong performance of the rand against the US dollar. ArcelorMittal South Africa has, since the middle of the year, introduced steady increases in steel prices, after prices fell by more than 60% at the onset of the global economic crisis in September last year. The steelmaker had increased its prices by between 3% and 5% in July and August, while only some of its flat steel product prices have been increased by between 250 rand a ton and 750 rand a ton in September. The Southern African Division of Paper and Pulp Producers, SAPPI, has started a consultation process with employees and labour unions over the possible retrenchment of up to 400 employees at three of its South African mills. SAPPI South Africa CEO Jan Labuschagne announced in a statement that it would start consultations with employees at its Extrafine paper mill near Springs, at its Ngondwa Craft paper mill in Mpumalanga province, and its Tugela Craft paper mill near KwaZulu-Natal. The consultations would deal with proposals for cost reduction and efficiency improvement initiatives to ensure that the division improves its profitability and delivers acceptable returns, he added. He said that the proposed actions were required to successfully meet the challenges of the depressed economic conditions that it is experiencing in the domestic and export markets for fine paper and craft products. Also making headlines, South Africa's July trade surplus reaches 447 million rand. Communication Minister announces South Africa to release its broadband policy soon. Bidvest looking to expand into automotive and food services industry. And trade ministers to meet in India on Doha talks. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.